Even though Operation Decisive Storm has ended, the new Saudi operation, Restoring Hope, appears to be not much different for now. The Saudi bombs continue to fall and Yemenis continue to pay the price. So is this the beginning of the end of the Saudi war in Yemen? And what did Decisive Storm achieve? And will this pave the way for dialogue to take place? We try and answer some of these questions in this edition of The Debate. Well, let me start off by introducing our guest. Joining us from New York is the co-director of the International Action Center, Sierra Flounders. And joining us from Washington is the president of the Middle East Research Center, Richard Hellman. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, Ms. Flounders, I'll start off with you, if I may. Other than just massive civilian casualties, fuel shortages, hunger, and interruptions of water and electricity, what did Operation Decisive Storm achieve?
Well, it's been a complete failure because it has failed to stop the Ansarullah movement. And it shows that bombardment from the air, just like years of U.S. drone attacks, can't reverse the deep feeling on the ground. But this month-long bombardment, which started again today after they promised it would end, should be condemned in the strongest terms. It's an out-and-out war crime, violation of the UN Charter, of the Nuremberg and Geneva Conventions. It directly targeted civilians, hospital, medical warehouse, as has been stated, telecommunications, electricity of the civilians. All of this is absolutely criminal, and it is completely aided and abetted by the U.S., by Navy warships, by really it's the U.S. military who's running the entire operation. Saudi Arabia may pay for the F-15s and F-16s and all that fancy equipment, but it is run, it's controlled by the Pentagon, and it is a crime at every level.
All right, we'll get to the role of the U.S. in just a bit. Let me bring in Mr. Hellman. Mr. Hellman, I put the same question to you. Was Operation Decisive Storm a failure? Because some claim that the Saudi aggression has not proven to be militarily useful, to say the least, and it has been counterproductive to a political solution as well.
Well, I think the short answer is nobody, certainly nobody in the United States, whether in New York or Washington, unless they are tied into the operations, really knows what's happening and what's the state of play. And so what really must be done is the United Nations. Ban Ki-moon is right to call for negotiations and peace talks and so forth. But he must do more, America must do more. What is really required at a time like this is for the United Nations to come, the Security Council, to decide to really settle the matter. Yemen, with the Houthis being supported by Iran, just as Iran is supporting Bashar al-Assad of Syria, and certain forces in Iraq and elsewhere, even in the Sinai and in Libya. What must be done, really, is to have the United Nations get serious and have, you should pardon the expression, a new quartet. Have the United Nations, America, Europe, and Russia decide that this fighting must stop, and that they are going to impose put some peacekeeping forces in there and give the people relief from this, what has become a civil war, just like Syria. Sadly, America and the West and the UN and even Russia have not done anything constructive in Syria, very little in Iraq since in recent years.
Right. And Mr. Hellman, let's just get back to Yemen right now. You keep bringing up Syria.
I want to stick
to what's happening in Yemen. Saudi Arabia claims that Operation Decisive Storm has met its military goals. Has it indeed, in your viewpoint?
Nobody knows is the short answer, because Saudi Arabia has been holding the line against the Houthi rebels supplied by Iran and by Tehran, by the regime in Tehran. And But the battle isn't over. There's much more happening there, I'm sure, than what is being reported by any of the media. So we need to wait and see. But it is not going to produce a good result to anyone's satisfaction unless the United Nations, with full backing from America, Europe, Russia, the EU, gets involved and says the fighting must stop, stop the killing, and do something serious there. And this is the number one bloodletting in that region right now, with
all right,
the possible exception
now,
of Syria,
now, since
which
both
everyone
of you keep bringing up America, let me
more,
just touch
there
up
may be more killing
on
going
the issue
on in
of
Syria,
the United
nobody,
States. Ms. Flanders, I put this question to you. Despite expressing its concerns for the humanitarian crisis that is resulting from these attacks, the U.S. is continuing, even right now, to provide intelligence and logistic support for the continued airstrikes against Yemenis. Isn't that an inherent contradiction?
Well, it's an absolute contradiction because the U.S. is not neutral. And unfortunately, Ban Ki-moon is not neutral. But the U.S. is militarily part of this whole operation. Saudi Arabia is incapable of launching any kind of even its own equipment. It may pay for the equipment with the oil revenue, but this is U.S. warships and U.S. operational command, and that is admitted by the Pentagon. So there's no neutrality in this at all. And of course, it's not surprising that Richard Hellman, who is an arch Zionist, would talk about Saudi Arabia holding the line. Saudi Arabia is a war criminal in this, and it's a war crime aided and abetted totally by U.S. policy. Supporting a completely corrupt, decadent monarchy that is absolutely supported.
I didn't call you any names.
I refer to you as a Zionist, which you absolutely are, and received payment from Israel in years past, many times, been a consultant.
Saudi Arabia holding the line. That's a lie.
And it's not, that's you are not in any way neutral on this at all.
I am not paid by Israel. It's not a question
at
of
this
being
point,
neutral.
I have
I'm no longer a Zionist. I am now... I'll tell you, I am an Israelist. Today is Israel's birthday. It's 67th day of independence. So we should congratulate Israel on 67 years today of democracy, freedom, equality for all in the country.
I'm not sure what distinction you make between an Israelist and a Zionist.
All are free and happy at all.
And your support for Saudi Arabia, where there's no religious freedom, no women's freedom, where there's decapitation on a regular basis.
You're right. You're right.
And Israel is absolutely in league with Saudi Arabia on this, in the whole region.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. The whole region, including Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf states. And also, I'm trying to agree with you that they do need international human rights to be and democracy to be observed, just as the regime in Tehran needs to have human rights for its people and stop sponsoring terrorism, stop trying to control the neighboring countries, and
human
stop
rights.
Executing,
human rights is under attack by U.S. war
so,
and U.S. bases and U.S. troops and U.S. drone attacks on a global scale. So let's be absolutely clear where this problem is coming from.
Well, that's another...
And Saudi Arabia is incapable of carrying out a struggle against Yemen on any basis without U.S. contractors, U.S. military force, U.S. Navy right on the coast. So if we're going to talk about Yemen, which is the discussion today, then let's talk about the crime being committed against the people of Yemen, which is a humanitarian disaster, which is being carried out completely and openly by Saudi Arabia, but run and organized by the Pentagon. And that is what has to stop immediately. And that is what should be condemned by the world. And anyone who has any interest in human rights would immediately denounce this bombardment of civilian. I don't hear a word from you attacking this attacks on cities in Yemen. I don't hear a word from you attacking the hospitals in Yemen or turning off the electricity in Yemen. You're not saying a word about it. And that is the topic today. There's a crime being committed, so let's hear you say something about it.
I'm telling you, I said I'm not there and you're not there, and all of our data and all of our reports are secondhand. So you're not there.
The whole world knows what is happening, and there's absolutely there's a zillion photographs, and there are statements from Oxfam, and there are statements from the Red Cross, and there are statements from all sorts of missions that are right there. So this is not a secret that no one knows. You know very well what's happening. You're just an apologist for it.
The whole world, listen, the whole world. One moment. No, I'm not. I'm saying that the killing, the fighting must stop, but the UN must do something serious, and America must do something serious to stop the fighting and stop the killing. Look, there are 250,000,
maybe 300,000 dead in Syria. Well, they're doing something very serious. They're aiding and abetting a war crime,
in Syria.
And that is pretty serious.
Right now. Listen,
and really, who has been the instigation of that war? That's also U.S. policy, and it's also Saudi Arabia arming and aiding the most reactionary forces.
So that no matter where you talk about, on top of each other,
his founders,
and let Mr. Hellman respond.
Saudi Arabia is able to conduct Saudi Arabia is able to conduct airstrikes, and we may know before long exactly what they have aimed at, what
Saudi Arabia is incapable of doing anything without U.S. support.
Fight, and this. You don't
one side
know
is on the ground.
Ms. Saunders, let Mr. Hellman finish his thoughts, and then we'll get to you. Go ahead, Mr. Hellman.
Listen, there is Saudi Arabia launched this operation after the Iran regime, the Ayatollahs and President Rouhani, in the midst of peace talks about nuclear arms that are going nowhere, they are fishing in troubled waters and arming one side, the Houthi rebels. So that this gave Saudi Arabia grave concern about its own national security. These fights are ancient, and they're also right up to the moment, but the UN and America, Europe, and Russia all must intervene collectively in a new quartet to stop the fighting there, to stop the fighting in Syria, and to stop the fighting in Libya. These are all free fire zones in which the contending forces are killing immense numbers, and all that the American public and others can look at are the latest grisly scenes from the latest tinderbox scene. But this is a failure of the United Nations, it's a failure of America, a failure of Europe, and even a failure of Russia, all to coalesce in the Security Council and say this killing and fighting must stop, and we must have a serious address to peace and reconciliation and moving toward real democratic elections and some liberty
for the
people.
All right, Ms. Flounders, jump in here if you may. As far as who started what, Mr. Hellman keeps raising the question about...
Yeah, I'd really like to, because, I think you should turn off and give me a moment to respond. That would be a real help here.
Go ahead, Ms. Flounders.
If we're going to have a discussion. So... No, your question.
Right. Now, Mr. Hellman keeps bringing up the fact that all this has happened as a direct result of Iran arming the Ansar Allah movement. Again, proof which is nowhere to be found. And Iran controlling the Ansar Allah movement to take over Yemen. And even the U.S. officials continue to say that the Ansar Allah movement did that independently without any Iranian collusion or authorization to speak of.
The Ansar movement, or what are called in the U.S. press here, the Houthi movement, is a Yemeni-based movement. And it has long roots in Yemen. It does not come from Iran. And Saudi Arabia is determined to destroy it because it fears any movement that has independent policy, independent support, indigenous support among the disenfranchised anywhere in the region, they are determined to stamp out. As they're determined to, well, we could go into Syria, we could talk about the entire region. Saudi Arabia is supported by the U.S. because it is a completely corrupt one family, owns the country. Owns and controls the entire country. There's no rights at all for anyone. That means women, it means workers, it means there's decapitation as a constant in the reaching into the many, many hundreds. It's the most reactionary regime, and it is supported by the U.S. as a way of stamping out any progress in the entire region, but particularly in the Arabian Peninsula. And they are very fearful, Saudi Arabia is worried, for their national security because they are such a fragile, corrupt state, tottering on the brink. So they feel very threatened by any independent movement coming from below. That's an example that could pick up in other parts of the Arabian Peninsula and right in, of course, within Saudi Arabia.
All right, let's leave it there for now. Unfortunately, we have run out of time.
Completely corrupt regimes.
That's the co-director of International Action Center, Sarah Flounders, joining us from New York. And joining us from Washington was the president of the Middle East Research Center, Richard Hellman. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in this edition of The Debate. From me and the entire team here in Tehran, it's goodbye.